Welcome to Kartik Inspirations Day number 13. Today we will be listening about Raghunath Das Goswami, who went and lived on the banks of Radhakund and Syamakund for 41 years. It is described that he had a tremendous daily sadhana, which included chanting 64 rounds of japa each day, offering 2,000 prostrated obeisances to the Vaishnavas. Imagine 2,000 times going down and embracing them, and then doing 1,000 obeisances to the Lord, bathing thrice in Radhakund, and subsiding only on a few drops of buttermilk. You will say, this is inconceivable. And it is for most of us. But when there is a pure soul who has realized more and more and more about his eternal identity, then gradually he loses all the connection with the material body and the dependency on the body. Just imagine he slept only 1.5 hours per day. It's inconceivable, but if the light of Krishna consciousness increases in your consciousness, pervades your body, spiritualizes every single cell of it, you will find even in yourself abilities to not be so dependent on material circumstances, because you are bathing each day in the nectarian floods of love of Godhead. Now, Raghunath Das Goswami left us with amazing scriptures where he saw in deep samadhi Radha and Krishna's pastimes and described them in what is called Samadhi Bhasya, the language of Samadhi. This language has the ability to transport us into another realm of consciousness. Let me give you one example. Once Krishna waited for Srimati Radharani. It was late in the night, and he doubted that she would find the way to the appointed place. So he sat down, and as he meditated on Radha, he saw the light of the nails of Radha's lotus feet illuminating the darkness, and then he could understand she comes easily and finds her way. Soon some of the girlfriends of Radharani came and said in trickery, our Radha cannot come today, she's held back at home. And Radha was nearby and listening to all of this. Krishna felt, but I smell her fragrance here. The Sakhi said, no wonder, because we associate so regularly with her. Therefore, in our cloth is her transcendental fragrance. But Syam Sunda, if you want to meet Radha, nevertheless, there is one little thing you have to do. Chant her holy names, clap in your hands, and you will see that this will release you from all other obstacles, and Radha will come to you. Krishna did this. They had a wonderful kirtan all together, and at the end, Radharani, being so pleased, smiled and entered the kunja to be with Krishna. That is one of the many, many pastimes. Which, how can anyone know this? They are not imaginative stories. No, they are revelations in the pure heart. So, what can we learn from all of this on our level? I think one of the lessons which the Goswamis teach us is to overcome obstacles. Obstacles which are imposed by our body, obstacles which are imposed by our mind. Because we know nothing is more important than my relationship with Radha and Krishna. This cannot be replaced by anything in this world, by neither other relationships, nor money, nor position, because my soul is only happy when it is again reunited with the service of the divine couple. See you all tomorrow.